Okay. Right. We'll start from the beginning? Okay. The Mishnah makes a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That one who brings a get, the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. All the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says that one who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach Lohay Lechas Aged has to be present when the get is written, when the get is signed, in order that he should be able to say at the time that he delivers the get, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So the Gemara gave two reasons. Machlekes Rabbe and Rabbe. What's the reason for this Takanas Chachamim? Why do we require that the Shliach should be present and say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta? So Rabbe says because we're concerned if Hashem became Lishma, Chutz La'aretz, they don't know the din, they don't observe the din, they're not so medactic in Eretz Yisrael. They know the din and they observe the din. In Chutz La'aretz, either they don't know the din or they don't observe the din so well. And Rabbi says, L'fishen enim suim l'kaimo. Since it's a difference from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's quite a distance, so we're afraid that the Baal may later on come and be ma'ar and say that the whole get is mizuyah. So if you'll make a kiyum, if the really a kiyum should require two edim. But here the whole need for kiyum is only with the Rabbanon, so hey mama, v'hey mama, so they were mekel, they said, we'll rely on the Shliach Lo'ilocha. If he was watching and he says, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, so that'll be considered the kiyum. Fine. So now the Gemara has a discussion on Vav Amid Aleph.
We're still on Hayom.
We're in Hayom and Beis. Let's see, we're on Hayom and Beis. I forgot already. Where did we leave off on Hayom and Beis? Bar Hadayah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. On Hayom and Beis, we'll get to the Gemara. On Hayom and Beis, around seven lines from the bottom, more or less. That's what we got to. Bar Hadayah. 7 lines from the bottom. Bar Hadai is a person's name. Boy Lasui Gito. He was supposed to serve as a shliach lohelocha saget. So he asked the shayla also lekame de Rabachi. So he went and he asked the Rav. The Havi Mamuna Agite, Rabachi was appointed in his community the dayan in charge of. He was the Masarigit. So he went and he asked the Mashayla. I have to be able to say b'fanei nechtam. So b'fanei nechtam is a long get. The get is 12 lines long, and the chesimus are 2 lines on the bottom, 14 lines. Do I have to be present when the sefer writes the entire get from the beginning to the end? Or is it sufficient if I'm there part of the time? So he told them, Omalei, so the Rav Paskin, Sorachat Alam, and I'll call Ois V'Yois. You have to be present when the sefer writes the entire get from the beginning to the end, in order to honestly say later on b'fanei nechtam. You have to be able to say that you were there when everything was in. Then he went and he asked a second opinion. Also, the Kamed Rabbani Rabasi, he went and he asked other Rabbani. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you went and yes, Kashayla and the Chacham said, Osur, so you're not allowed to fish around to get a kula, unless you go and you tell, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, if you tell the second Rav, I already asked this Rav, and he said, Lechumra, what do you say? So that you are allowed to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't tell the second Rav that you asked the Shaila already, that you're not allowed to do. But if you tell the second Rav that I asked the first Rav, Rabbi Pliny, and he said, L'chumre, what do you say? So sometimes the second Rav will be able to contact, call up the first Rav, explain to him why it's wrong. He'll convince the first Rav he should back out. If he knows that he can't convince the first Rav to back out, then he's not allowed to tell the Balabos, I disagree, you can be maker. No, he already asked the first Rav, so he has to observe the Chumre. But if the second Rav can convince the first Rav that it's just not so, so that's what happened over here. This Shliach Lailoch, his name was Bar Hadaya. First he asked Rabbi Yachi, who is the Dayan, who is in charge, he was the Masada Gittin in his community, so he said you have to be there for the entire writing of the get from the beginning to the end. Then he asked Rabbani Rabasi, who apparently was much greater than this Rabachi, and then they told him, Loit Tzrichas, there's no need to be there from the beginning to the end. If you're there at the beginning of the Ksiva, I say, the Sefer who writes a get, and he starts off writing Lishma, is considered as if the entire get was written Lishma. You don't have to watch when he writes. And even if you'll think, let me be Machmer, the first Rav said I should be there on every from the beginning to the end, let me be Machmer. And if you'll say to yourself, Eved Lechumre, let me be Machmer like the first Rabbi Paskin for me. So Rabbi Rabasi told me you're not allowed to, because the Minig never was so. Minig always was that it's sufficient that the Shliach Lailocha watches in the beginning of the Ksivas Haget, and by your being Machmed to be present, Vishas Ksivas Kol Haget, Nimtzat Motzi Laz Al Gitna Rishonim. So people will think that all of the Gitna that were written, that were given in earlier generations, and the Shliach was not present the whole time, they'll say that those Gitna were all possible. that they didn't observe the Takanas Chachamim properly.
It has to be there at the end also. He has to be there by the
Chesimus. Yeah, he has to be there by the Chesimus.
Yeah.
The Shal is, can you walk out
to get a smoke?
Yeah, the Dav Nefesh. Daf Yomi, whatever. Takes a while to write again. Today, that the Sofrim write so many people getting divorced today. The Sofrim are experts. Yeah, so it takes, they said, 25 minutes, a half an hour to write again. Years ago, it would take an hour and a half. So he can do other things, he can do better things with his time, instead of just sitting there watching the Sefer write again. So Mikar Adin, that's the halacha, that we assume, when the Sefer says, I'm writing this get l'shmo, and he starts to write it l'shmo, so the entire get is considered as if it's written l'shmo.
Including the chassidut from the other day.
No, that's what he says, no, he has to be present later, that for sure. Even in the Doris HaRishonim, when they never had that practice that you watch from the beginning to the end, you can leave, but you have to come back for the Chesimus.
From the beginning, you have to be there.
I'm at one Ed, and do I have to watch the Chesimus from the other Ed, or each other?
Does each Ed have to watch another? The Gemara has a Takanas Chachamim later. The Gemara is going to discuss it, that a special Takan and a Get only doesn't apply to Ksuba, doesn't apply to any other Shtar. Special Takan and a Get, Shayuhu Edim Chais Mizedif Nezeh. They have to sign in the presence of each other. Both have to be present when each one is signing.
From the beginning, he has to be. What if he came in the middle and he saw the last part of it?
That's what this is.
Not just the chesed.
Who, the shliach? No, the shliach has to be there in the beginning. Yeah. If he's there in the beginning, that's sufficient.
All these questions are because he will want to bring the get from Bogel to Israel.
Right.
The same rule. I mean, where you get to find after find after? I mean,
what the Baal is giving it directly to his wife.
Just so you get an example, when people come to give a get, the Sefer's going to let you get.
Yeah.
So the Shliach has to sit down, and the whole purpose is because we'll find that the fun after long, you've got to bubble down to show.
Yeah.
And on a bikini and so forth, right? But today, these things don't apply.
I mean, what if the Shliach, you mean, if it's given by the Baal himself, then for sure you don't need
it. Give them right in front of you.
Usually the Baal gives the get directly to the wife, and that is not in. Then the whole dinam fun and after doesn't apply. We'll have to discuss the bottom taisus on Vav Amar Aleph, which Willy Netter we're going to try to learn tonight for sure. So the bottom taisus discusses why Bizman has other practices that whenever there's a shliach lo'ilachas aget, even if it's in the same city, we insist on, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, in the same city, we insist on the fun and after the fun and after. We'll have to learn the taisus. Okay. Rashi has a comment on this Gemara. This is a famous Rashi. Mamuna Agite, the last Rashi on Daf Hamad Beis. Rashi says, who is the Sache? Ravachi was Mamuna Agite, he was the Mesad Agite in his community. So Rashi explains, the Kai Malam, we have a din, the Rab Atakana, Koshena, the Abitiv Git Mikidushin, La Yehela Isiki Moim. If the fellow is not an expert in Inyani Git Mikidushin, he should not be Mesad Raget. So that's why the practice was, have a Mamuna Gavar Rabbe, in every community they would appoint a big Talmud Chacham Lo Ruye, Tapaskin, Hechi Nevet, had to be Mesad Raget. So they appointed this Rav Achi.
But he didn't pass it right.
He didn't know. He was a rookie. They just appointed him, so he didn't know. He didn't know well in Minhagim. The minig always was that you're not Machmeh, that you rely on the Klal Kala, so that's what you know. This is the Rashi that the Vilna Goyim quotes to explain the Mocker for the Ramah. The Ramah quotes in the name of the Yozarua. He mentioned it on many occasions. Ramah quotes in the name of the Yozarua that you shouldn't have Karevim be Mesadar Aget. The original statement in the Yozarua says it. Both shouldn't have Kerevim be Mesadar Kiddushin, and shouldn't have Kerevim be Mesadar Aget. And then the Ramah adds on, why? Because you treat the Mesadar Aget as if he's a Dayan. You treat the Mesadar Kiddushin as if he's not Sanuch Al Hashem, Mesadar Kiddushin. Where does it come from? You learn the Gemara, there is no such thing. Mesadar Kiddushin. A Chabad so-and-so to be Mesadar Kiddushin. What's Mesadar Kiddushin? Azokta Bracha, he's Moitzi the Chosin with the Bracha of Abdiach HaSeirisen. So why do you call him the Mesadar Kiddushin? Where does it come from? That you treat the Mesadar Kiddushin as if he's a Dayan, and L'chatchila should be Bayom, the Kiddushin should be Bayom, he shouldn't have a Chuppah Balayla L'chatchila, and it should be Shalom B'Kroivim, the Mesadar Kiddushin, Mesadar Aget should not be related. So the Vilna Gaon says it's all based on this Rashi. The Rashi says, Kol She'eni Yideh B'Tiv Gitni Kiddushin La Yehei La'Isik Imoim, and therefore, they used to appoint a Dayan. Right, they used to appoint a Dayan to oversee, so that person, that's called the Mesadar Kiddushin, Mesadar Aget. That was the Takonas Amarayim. In Kiddushin, the above and days, that was the Takonas that started in the days of the Amarayim. The Mishnayos talk about getting married Balayla, about writing a get Balayla. That was before the Takonas. But after the Amarayim came up with this Takonas called Sheena David, they begin Kiddushin, they were the ones who instituted this Takonas of a Mesadar Aget and Mesadar Kiddushin. So all the dinim changed from then on. They treated it as if it's a Bezdin.
the Rav once said when they called him up to be Masada Kedushin on the Shalom. So he told the Moshe to come because I'm the Masada. He says, I'm taking care of overseeing.
The MC, yeah.
The MC.
Yeah, but today we don't have this thing of Masada again.
Yeah, it could be a Chacham.
Yeah.
But if you treat it like a Dayan, so the Din is a Dayan, cannot be a Karev to the Baladim. So if you treat the Masada again, the Masada Kedushin, as if he's a Dayan on the case, he shouldn't be related. So the Ramah doesn't quote the whole Ozer Rod. The Ramah just quotes it then again to a get. The Machatchila, the Sadr Aget should not be related to the husband or the wife. The Machatchila, even the Sadr shouldn't get Balayla. If it's a big Shas Hadchak, you have no Breira, then the Ramah is Mekla. You can be Masada to get Balayla. You can also be Masada to get Bekroid. The Ramah never quoted it then again to Kiddushin. So that's what the Knesset Hagdala says. The Ramah should have quoted the whole Ozer Rod. What did he leave out here for the Ozer Rod? So he writes that when he was appointed the Rav in Constantinople, they had this very strange practice of getting married by Lila. We always have it here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nobody gets married by Lila. So they had this strange practice, and he reversed the Dominic. He said he didn't allow it in Fartik, that's all. He insisted everybody has to get married by Yom, because Lachatchila, the Masada Kiddushin, should be treated like a Dayan, and there's no Dayan. A Dayan is only by Yom. No. This is the Vilna Gaon says that it's all based on this Rashi.
When the Gemara says that the Nimshat the Moitzi Laz will give the Nari Shayim, does that mean the Shliach must walk out now? He's not have to stay in the room?
No, no, it means he shouldn't go out of his way. If he has to go to Beis HaKisa, he wants to go to Dab Milcha, he wants to go and learn Dab Yaini. He shouldn't hold himself back just because he wants to be Machna. But usually they do sit in the room and they watch the way the Sefer writes the Get. When the Sefer writes the Get Lishmo, there's a big Machlokes in the Rishayim. How do you create Lishmo? When you write a get Lishmo, what does it mean? That's what you should have in mind, or that's what you should say? You have to say the Feirish Amira, or that's sufficient to be considered Lishmo? It's sufficient to just have it in mind. And this is based on a machlokes in the Rishonim, but in get to Tigul. If, let's say, the Kohen is doing bringing a carbon, somebody's carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he had a Machsheves Pigul. So it says in the Chumash, Machsheves Pigul, let's say, he has in mind that he's going to, not only the Kohen, let's say, when you shech, even if not a Kohen shech, whoever shechs the carbon has in mind to eat this carbon, chutz lizmano, after this man is up. A chattis can only be eaten yom balayla ad chatzois. He shechts a chattis, whoever shechts it has in mind to eat the besara chattis tomorrow. Tomorrow's ready after this month. It'll be nice if we're ready by tomorrow. I can only eat it today and tonight. Can't eat it tomorrow. Let's say a shlomim is necha shnei yom v'lai lechot. He shechts a shlomim on Tuesday. He has a mind to eat it on Erev Shabbos. He has a mind to eat it Shabbos. So that's chutz lizmana. So that'll be pigul. So when you say that a person shechts a korban or he does the hailochas adam, the zrikas adam, or the machsheves chutz lizmana, or he has a machsheves shinui kodesh, or shinui balim, he says, I know the korban belongs to Reuven. Reuben doesn't deserve this carbon. I want the carbon to be oyla for Shimon. I know that it's a chattas. What chattas? Ben chattas. He didn't do tshuva. Let it be an oyla. He knows it's an oyla. He says, what kind of an oyla? First he has to bring a chattas. He knows what it is and he wants to be mishanet. So that's called the shini kodesh. Or shini balim. He knows that it belongs to Reuben and he says, Reuben doesn't deserve this kapara. Let it be a carbon for Shimon. So that's called shini balim, a shini kodesh. So the Rishonim have a machloikas. Taisus has this in every other mesichta. Taisus raises this question. When you talk about machsheves psul in korbanos, either machsheves shini bailam, shini kodesh, a chutz lizmana, a chutz l'mkoymai. Let's say the kochi kochim can only be eaten in the azor. You can't eat a chutz lazor. He has a zin to eat the chatos, chutz lazor. Chutz lazor. It's almost like pigul. It's not exactly. If you have in mind to eat a chutz lizmanoi after this man is up, then it's pigul and there's an isa koris. If you have in mind to eat a chutz l'mkomo, but then it's possible the aimbo chorus. The Mishnah is lined up in the psukim that it's a psul. We usually call it pigul, but it's a labdavkin. The Mishnah is stressed that it's not really pigul. It's psul, but there's no chorus because it's not really pigul. So the taisus and zvachim and the menachis and in bava metzia and kiddushin and a lot of mesichtas and psochim. Every other mesichta, the taisus has this question. And in brachas, the Rishonim discuss it. When you speak about machsheves psul, psul in korbanos, or leyotze dechavasa, it's not oile for the bala korban. He's not yotze. Machsheves psul means he just had an zin, or machshava means he had an amira. Machshava alone doesn't pass. So that's a machlekes. When the Torah says lo yechashiv lo yechashiv, you're not allowed to have a machsheves psul. Machsheves psul means just hirhurim. Machshava, so it means amir. So the Rosh in Hilchas Tfilin shtels tzu this machlekes to asiyah lishmo. When you say that you have to write tefillin lishmo, you have to do the ibud lishmo on the cloth on which you write the tefillin, or tzitzis lishma, whatever. Get lishma. So what? Matzis lishma. So does that mean that you need amira? Just like shalol lishma means if you had amira shalol lishma, but just machshava is lomalav lamori. So here also to elevate it to the level of lishma to be machshava that is considered lishma, you require amira. No, that shalol lishma means machshava, and lishma over here just means machshava. It just happens in. So we're machmir. We're machmir. This machlek is Hashem. We're machmir that the sefer has to say before he starts to write the get. Hayreni kaisu get zel lishma lishma lishem gershon. He usually says the shame habal pliny ben pliny. He says the shame b'risha pliny spas pliny. He says the name of Ferish. Or lishem gershon. He says he doesn't keep on saying it to say it. He just says it in the beginning, and then he keeps on writing. So how is that lishma? The amira, the declaration that he gave, is only good for the first line, for the first word. Or let's say. By matzahs. We require that the matzahs should have an asiyah lishma. So they scream out, everybody should do the matzahs, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So that's good for the first pu'ula that they do. And what about for 5 minutes later when they're making more matzah 10 minutes later? So the answer is, that's the klal. Kalos al das v'shayne ho'isa. If you started making matzahs lishma and then you continue, so you assume that when he continues, it's all the hamshech and everything is considered lishma. So the original amir is chal on everything. So that's what the Gemara says here.
That the ones who need the matzahs, every few minutes they have more.
Every kind.
Not the ones that put it in the oven and take it out.
No, just the one who makes it.
But the one who puts it in does not say.
I've never heard him say it. I've been there many times. I've never heard him say anything.
Everybody says
it. Put it in, take it out.
Only
when they need the box.
I don't know, it's not a chumr, no, it's a shine. It's a chumr, it's a machlek is in shining. Machlek is in shining. Since it's also.
Every individual has to say it.
No, you mean it, maybe it's efficient if one person screams it out and the others hear it? Okay, okay.
That's what they do. He yells out loud.
But Rashi says all the times that you have to say the machshava is not
enough. He hears it also.
So this is shaloi lishma. In order to damage the kotshim, you have to say it. Machshava is not enough.
You can ding zak, okay. You can ding zak. He wants to say that maybe you can say that you require amira to pasul korbanos. The Lord Shema, but the Mimakshah may be sufficient with
Chashavah.
Okay, this is what the things are, but that's how the Rosh quotes this, in the name of Rabbeinu Baruch, in the Sefer HaTrumah, the Balatais is the Rabbeinu Baruch, that he made this too stealth. The Shaila, whether, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it like that also from the Rosh, Shaila, whether Asiyah Lishma by Tzitzis, and by Tfilin, and by Sefer Torah, and by Gittin, and by Matzis, all the things that need Lishma, whether you need Amira, it's enough with Machshavah. So he says, L'chari should depend on that machlek zerishan. Maybe it's not necessarily totally zerishan. This klal that the Gemara has, nimtzat emotzi laz al gitn horishonim, that you're not permitted to introduce any new chumris in gitn that they didn't observe in earlier generations. There was a period of time that originally they used to write gitn on parchment. And then as the years went on, they couldn't afford to write on parchment. The Jews were too poor, so they wrote gitn on paper. And then when Chosra the Heshiru, so they wanted to reinstitute that they should write the Gittin back again on parchment. So the Rabbanim said at that time, no, since there was a century or two that they were writing the Gittin on paper, the Pasha couldn't afford it. They said, Kedesh Allah Hotzi Laz al Gittin Arishanim, they should not introduce any Chumris. They should continue. That's what we do today. We don't write the Get on parchment. We write the Get on paper, on thick paper, but not on parchment. We don't introduce any Chumris by Gittin. Rabbi Kivegi had a Chumr by a Get that was unheard of before or after it came out. No one ever observed it before or after. He said you have to fold the get up. It has to be folded up, a tiny little get. A big piece of paper. And he says the get has to be placed in the woman's hand in such a way that the whole get is either in the hand or directly above. Directly above, this is yad, and what sticks out above is avar yad. Just like the zedin chotzer is good. If I put the get in the chotzer huisha, that's good. Or if the get is sticking out, let's say the chotzer has fences that go up so tall, and the chveist is a table, and the get is on the table above the fence. So that's called avir chotzer. So chotzer is good. If it lands on the floor of the chotzer, or avir chotzer is also good. So the same is avir yad is also good. But if the get, let's say he'll roll up the get like a diploma, and he'll give her the get, and it'll be sticking out on the side. I'll give her a diploma. I'll put the get in her hand like this. So that's a hagbor. That's a hagbor. It's mukbah tefach atvit tochim. There's machlekes Rashi and Tesis. How much they need for hagbor? Rashi sheet and kiddushin. The first pekka is that you need gimel tefachim. Baba Kama also like that. And Tesis says that tefach is enough for hagbor. You don't need gimel tefachim. So even though the woman is holding the get very high, so Rabbi Kivegi says hagbor is no good. Mashiach is no good. Hagbor is no good. The only two kinyonim that are acceptable is yad and chotzer. Rasam the Yoda, Ainli Ala Yoda, Chatzer Minayim, Tamalayim Avinasam, Yikomakam, that's a Gemara later in Gittin. Only Yad and Chatzer, Avir Yad, and Avir Chatzer. So Avir Yad is what sticks up above, but what sticks out of the side, that's Hagbah. What's in her hand, that's Yad. This part of the get, that's Tachas Yoda, is Yad. Whatever's sticking out over here, that won't be good. So this is Rabbi Kivegis Kuma. But then Rabbi Kivegis says, I bet the minig was that they never had such a practice to fold up the get so tiny. Kadesh Lola Hotzi Lazar, Gitna Rishonim, we shouldn't introduce any Nuchumers. So he says, what are you talking about? All the Gitna Rishonim were Takapostle. What do you mean? Shalala Hotzi Laz? Hotzi Laz means Chumris. Are you talking Chumris? So he says, that's the real din. He says, that's the real din. Even though Taisa says,
has to be Nishtamer Yod.
That's another din. It has to be Chotza HaMishtamer. No, let's say it is Mishtamer. No, it is Mishtamer.
No, it's in the hand.
No one else can get it. No, but he says that that's Hagbah. And the Sivis also says like that. That what sticks out on the side is Hagbah. But the Sivis doesn't talk in Hilchos Gittin. He doesn't talk about it yet. That's Rabbi Kivegi writes like that. They both say the same thing. Whatever sticks out on the side is Hagbah. It's not Yad. Whatever's in the hand is Yad. Whatever's above the hand is Avir Yad. That's also acceptable. Whatever sticks out sideways is Hagbah. So then Rabbi Kivegi says, and Hagbah is not good for a get. And even though Taisa says Hagbah is good, Rabbi Kivegi claims the Yushalmi is against Taisa, and we have to taka be moitzi laz on all the gitten in the world, that taka all possible, all the gitten outside of the gitten. He
so
gave.
What do you do with the chotzer?
All possible. No, chotzer is good. That's a pasuk. Yad is good, and chotzer is good.
Does he have to fold it for chotzer?
Well, the chotzer is big enough. Here, I put the get in the chotzer, surrounding it. So the whole get is swallowed up by the chotzer. If the person is a giant and they have a giant hand, so the whole get is swallowed up in the hand. But normal people have a small hand and the get is much bigger. So if the get is going to stick out on the side, so that's Rabbi Kivegi's Chumra, that is not
so good. Do we follow this now?
No.
We don't follow it.
If part of the, whatever part of the writing is the Kuvah. No, whatever is not the Techayat, so it's considered as if she never got that. So if what's sticking out. Yeah, so a lot of the writing is unnecessary. The get can be kosher without that writing. But if any word of the writing is not in her hand, that's necessary for the hechsher, I guess, then Rabbi Kivegi would say that the get is no good. So his opinion was generally not accepted.
Even though later she would take it into her possession. But when he handed to her.
But when he does the Nesina, he has to do a Nesina.
And if she
swallows
up a karkov, she takes it.
That's Rabbi Kivegi's chum. So Rabbi Kivegi Rabbi Kivegi says, you have to be Maitzi Laz on the Gitna Hashem, the Takwal Pasul. He says, it's a psul deraisa, the real pasul. He says, the Gemara here goes on chumras, don't introduce any chumras. He says, I'm not making a chumra. I'm telling you what the din really is.
Today, does the Baal put it into the woman's hand?
The Baal has to put it, The practice is the Misadar get tells the woman to hold the hands like this. And then the Baal folds up the get, folds it up, not so tiny. He folds it up like this, and it sticks out a little bit.
So this like that?
No. Usually it sticks out a little bit on the side or something.
Because if it sticks up only up, then it's up.
A lot of times it is like Rabbi Kivegi, but usually it sticks out a little to the side also.
Hold it. When we do a mitzvah lishma, that means you can't have another thought in your head. You just have to constantly think about what you're doing.
No, he thinks about other things.
Other things too.
The cipher jokes in the middle also. That's not a problem. He's writing or whatever. He schmoozes. It's not right that they should joke around if the husband and the wife are there. Never they're suffering a tragedy and he's kibitzing around. They have to have a little sensitivity. Okay. No, he doesn't have to only think about that thing. He says he's writing the get lishma.
When the Cohen was doing his tiggle thing, right?
Yeah.
So he had a machshava to destroy. Not he didn't have a positive. You asked, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be doing the mitzvah now. I'm doing the cuts. They're taking a couple of tablets.
He doesn't have to know that he destroys it. He doesn't have to know the din that apostles it. He doesn't
but
have to know. Let's say
that I'm going to use it at a time that I'm not supposed to use it. So that's
he doesn't know the din. Let's say he doesn't know the din is man achila. He's always going to eat it on Shabbos. Uh-huh. He doesn't eat flesh in the middle of the week. This chat is going to eat on Shabbos. And he didn't know that by having in mind to eat the flesh on Shabbos, it makes the whole puzzle, it makes the whole carbon puzzle.
That's
still,
Bishgaga,
still becomes puzzle. Okay. Still becomes puzzle. There is a machlekes in Achareinim regarding this concept shlola hotzi laz al gitna rishon, but it only applies in inyane ishus, in inyane yuchsin, or applies to everything. Rabbi Kivegi has a tshuva. Others have tshuvas. Rabbi Kivegi has a tshuva at this. There was some Beis Akvara somewhere in Europe that the men they would bury with tachrichim, and the women they would bury in dresses. They wouldn't bury in special tachrichim. So someone discovered what was going on after a century of this practice, and they sent to Rabbi Kivege, you should send a letter to the Balabatim that they should stop to have to bury the women also with tachrich.
They're not shot.
Should be sure.
The Gemara says they may be shot. Yes. So the shaila was, the shaila was, is this a chashash of motzi laz al darvis harishonim, that you're going to institute
change
the policy now to do the right thing, to put on tachrichim, that was the minig, to put on cheap tachrichim. So this is going to cause embarrassment to the generations before when they didn't have that that practice.
Yeah.
What?
What kind of embarrassment? They're buried anyway.
No, what I mean, it's not the
question. They were doing wrong.
Yeah.
That will be implied that they were.
I don't understand what the evil laws
is. No, they don't show that they were doing wrong. They were always doing wrong. If your bezin wants to make a takana now, shnas pal shenun hey, the rabbanim get together, we're going to make a new bezin, new takana yesh meyayin. So there's no motzi laz al daris harishonim. We made a new takana, they did right. But if now we're saying that they always did it wrong, that this is a takana tachrichim from the times of the Gemara, and in the 1700s they were doing wrong, so we are demonstrating that they didn't observe the takana the way they were supposed to. So that's a shaila. Is that a problem? Is that a concern or not?
I'll say it again. So who's embarrassed by that? The people who
have been no, the best, the people,
right.
They've
been buried already.
The prior base.
No, the earlier generation. All the generations who lived in this community who didn't follow the Takanas Chacham. So most of the pastors say that it is a Takanas Chacham, you have to bury in Tachrichim. So just because they were Amorites, let's say they never waited the chais, they always cooked Basar B'chol. We're going to continue cooking basar b'chol. We're going to eat chafers, because if they're doing something wrong, so you have to straighten out. You do it right. What do you mean? Kadesh Shalala Hatzilaz. Yeah, we said in the Gemara, like Rabbi Kivege says, Shalala Hatzilaz doesn't apply when it's a real din, only applies when it's a chumrah, when it's a minig or something. So still, even if it's a minig, let's say they were violating a minig for many years, and now we realize it, so we say, Mikana Lahaba, you have to do it right. So the many Acharonim say that the Pischei Tshuva has a machlokes on this. Pischei Tshuva nemenes. Many Acharonim say that this whole concern shalala hatzilaz al deres harishonim doesn't apply anywhere outside of inyanei yuchsin. It's going to cause a psul mamzeris on the children. It's going to go the deres, shash psul on the children. So that's worse. But stam to be moitzi laz al deres harishonim that they weren't observing the dinim, so they weren't observing tavasir. So we're more observant. So now we came to the realization that we were doing it wrong, so we'll do it right. It'll reflect improperly on the earlier generations. So what can you do? So they weren't doing it right then.
Yeah.
That's how most of the poskim I think hold like that. That this concern only applies to inyan yuchsin. It doesn't really apply in other areas. Then Gemara tells another story. Rabbi Baba Chanan was once the shliach to deliver a get, icy gita. Half of the get palga, half of the get ichtiv kamei. Palga lo ichtiv kamei. The other half of the get, he was not present. He walked out in the middle of the ksivus haget. He was there when the sefer started saying, they made the declaration, Hareni kosev get zeh, shmoel v'shmoel shein gerish, and he was there when he wrote the first half, then he walked out to daven mincha in the middle. Also the kamei de rabloza, so he, Rabbi Babachana lived in Babel, and he brought the get to Eretz Yisrael. I made the get in Babel, Eretz Yisrael. Brought it to rabloza in Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila was, is it good or not? Because he wasn't there for the Ksivas Kolaget. Amalei. So he said it's not necessary. The same psak as Rabbami Rabasi said before. Rabashi says even a bigger chiddush. Not only do you not have to be there after the first line, Shita Vishana, the first line, even Rabashi Yom bigger chiddush. Afilu kan kulmas of the kan megilta. And Tanya Kabasa de Rabashi, there's a braisa that says beferish like that. What did Rabashi say? Kal. Kan kol mister the kan migul. So here there are two girses. One girsa is kal kol mister the kal migilta the kol, the sound, the noise of the kulmas. The kulmas means the pen, and the migilta means the paper, the scratching. So one shot is kal kol mister the kal migilta, the sound of writing on the paper. You know, the scratching, the scribbling. Right. He's not even there. The sheet of Rishana, just his. He's not even there. He's sitting in a different place. He hears the sofer scream out, "Have any kosa gets out the shmalash and shengesh?" And he hears the writing. He's not even standing nearby at all. And the other pshat Rashi writes is, the first pshat Rashi writes is, he has a big piece of paper, a parchment, and he's cutting it. He says, "I'm cutting it in order to write again." And then he's sharpening the pen in order to write again. So he says, "I'm sharpening the pen to write again, and I'm preparing the paper to write again." And the shliach leilocha wasn't there at all during any of the ksivas haget. He wasn't there at all for the Ksivas HaGet. So according to the first Pshat and Rashi, that is sufficient. Tikun hakul misva haklav shama kishetiknu lishma kishechotchem osam achle. This doesn't need lishma. There's no halacha. The snipping of the paper doesn't need lishma.
Because the funa nechtem, and he didn't see it, so it's a
sheker. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That is not a sheker. The ikar is the b'funa nechtem. It's not so important the b'funa nechtem. Let's say according to Roger. That the real reason, the real reason for b'fanaynechtam is for the kiyum aget, for the kiyum achsim. So what do you have to say b'fanaynechtam? So the Gemara says the laleisa v'chlucha the kiyum shtar is the yam, because a normal kiyum shtar really requires two kosher eidim, and here you makel that it's enough. It's expensive enough to send one shliach. Has to not pay for two shluchim. So it's too prohibitive to send two shluchim. So they will makel over here the one shliach is enough. So in order not to confuse the people that they should think that it's sufficient kiyum shtar is the yalma in general is also sufficient with eid echad, so they require that the nuchsa should be a little different over here. He should say in addition to b'fanei nechtam, he should say also b'fanei nechtam. So the b'fanei nechtam is not so important over here. But even according to Rabbi, the Rabbi says that there's a chashash of the shem b'kiyum l'shmo, so you want to make sure it's a shayla how we pass. Even if you should say we pass like Rabbi, also machlekes tesis and rivet big machlekes are showing him how we pass. We pass like Rabbi, pass like Rabbi. Doesn't really make that much of a difference. Doesn't really make that very slight difference. So even if you say that you pass him like Rabbi, that the chashash is aim b'kiyum l'shmo, the Gemara says rov safer the dina migmeg miri stam safer the dina better than rov. Rov means 90%. Stam means 99.99%. Stam safer the dina migmeg miri said that everybody writes l'shmo. Hardly anybody writes shalom l'shmo. So as long as he heard the sefer scream out, have any kosher gets el l'shmo. As long as he hears the sefer say, I'm cutting, I'm going to make a get now, and I'm going to write this get, and I'm preparing the knife, I'm preparing the pen, and I'm preparing the paper, and I'm going to write it l'shmo. Even though I wasn't even there when he started to write l'shmo, that's also good enough.
If he says the sefer's name on death like a witness, I mean, it's not a shame, the sefer says it in advance,
he didn't do it yet.
Yeah, but he said, I'm going to write a kosher get l'shmo.
He's going to write a kosher get l'shmo. He's going to write it in another 5 minutes. So the shliach only heard him preparing the pen and preparing the paper, snipping the paper, and he said he's going to write a get l'shmo. So those are ginu.
The theology is not
right. No. So that's what Rav Ashi says, those are ginu. That's
the coolness of for the get has to be the same coolness as you write a Sefer Torah. It could be a ballpoint pen, any type of pen.
Any pen is good. For writing Sefer Torah also, there's no special
thing. No.
The minhagim that you use dafke, that you don't. The minig is that you don't use metal for a get. You don't use a metal pen for a get. That was the minig. Why? Because it says in the Gemara, "V'kasav v'loy v'chokak." The Gemara has a pasuk. V'kasav l'asefker is kasav v'loy v'chokak. You shouldn't engrave it. So if you write with metal, a metal point, and if you're going to push hard, so you're going to be engraving. So the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch such a meaning not to use a metal tip on the pen. The whole thing is really a chumah because when the Gemara says a drasha v'kasa v'loy v'chakak, what do you mean? You can't have a get that's engraved. It says beferish that it's good. So the Gemara explains later in the second parak, it means if you made chok toichos. A chilek tin chok toichos chok yireches means like this. Let's say I take a piece of a wood and I take a pen and I start engraving. See, if I engrave, let's say bishlishi bishabis, I write bishlishi, I'll carve it out. There's no ink at all, I'm carving out. So if I carve out the guf ha'oisiyos, so that's good. Whether I carve it through and through the piece of wood, or I carve it to make an indentation and make it, if I carve it, so it's clear that the oisiyos, that's ksav. But what if instead of carving the yerech ha'ois, the limbs, the legs of the oisiyos, I carve around, I shave around the oisiyos in order that the ois should be boiled. So the ois itself I didn't create. Yeah, I carved around it. That's called chok toichos. I carved out the inside, let's say a samach. I carved out the inside or the aleph or the base. I took out the inside and the outside around, and the male of the ois is boiled. So that, the Gemara says, that's possible. That's like tasav lemon osa. Something like tasav lemon osa, the Rishonim make it sushta. So that's possible by a get. So that's how the Gemara understands the drasha. Because of aloy v'chokak goes on chok toichos. If he's choki reichos, if he engraves the yerach of the ice itself, the letter itself, then it would be good. You don't need any ink. You don't need all. There's no halacha that you have to have davke ink on top of a background. You can have a chakika where the letters are part of the background itself. what blends in to be one. But the only thing that's not acceptable is if you did the asiyas aget, they toss it below if you did a chok teiches. So what has it got to do with using a metal tip pen is going to make a chakika? So what? Adirav it. If you wouldn't have any ink, let it make. If you wouldn't have any ink, it would also be good. Make a chakika, and it will be good. So the whole thing is that zachumra zeicha biyam. It's very strange. So that's what the Sridhar Yesh has a tshuva. I think it was written after the Second World War. The shaila was that you still have to be machmer not to use a metal tip. Pen, this manazeh, nobody writes with quills anymore. Nobody writes with those kind of pens anymore. So he's Mekel. He says the whole thing is a chumra gabi chumra, and even though it was observed for a few centuries, he doesn't think that we're mechuyev to continue observing this chum. He says that this manazeh, everybody writes.
So could write a sefer Torah also with that according to him?
Yeah. The minhag is that they don't. The minhag is that they use a quill.
Nowadays, forget what is used.
Also, the minhag is they use a quill. Many guys they use a quill. They don't use a metal tip pen. But that's what he wrote in Europe after the war, when people were they were giving gittin and they had no time to go find a quill. So he says it's a shas atchak. So the whole thing is a chumra to begin with. You're not mukhiv to be mach.
What if the Baal says he's going to have the get written and then he ate four cups, he's in the room with the Baal and
the sefer didn't even begin yet.
No, he says I'm gonna, just like the.
It's no,
says
no, the Baal,
says,
no, well, there's nothing.
The Baal says, I'm going to have them right to get.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't think that's good. No, the Pashto says that that's not good. You have to have some indication on the part of the Sefer that he's writing in. But the Sefer has to have made some kind of a statement that he's going to write to get
the
Shema.
That's the Baal.
Yeah, the Baal, unless the Baal's going to write the get himself, the Baal can write the get. That's the original. The cause of law says Christ. The original is that the Baal writes it. And then, if the Baal doesn't want to bother, he doesn't know how. He doesn't want. So then he appoints the sefer as a shliach. Right. That was a machlokes in the Rishonim. When the Baal has a sefer write the get for him, is that midin shlucha shalavim kemoyis? The ikadin really is that the Baal himself should write the get. And that's midin shlicha. So no, you don't really need a din of shlicha. So that's what Taisus later has 2 days. Where's that Taisus? I got already where it is. So it's this later has 2 days about that. Forgot. I'll have to take a look. Things in the second pair. Then the Gemara quotes on the top line on Vav Amar. On Vav Amar, Tanya Kabasa de Ravashi. There's a brisa that says Beferis like Ravashi, that it's sufficient. Even if the shliach loilocha was not even there by the sheikh that we shine, by the first line is also good. Why? What does it say in the brisa? I may be getting dinisayam afilu hu babayis. Even if the shliach is downstairs, the sefer balia, and the sefer is writing to get upstairs. Ohu balia the sefer babayis, or the shliach is upstairs, sefer is writing to get downstairs. Afilu nichnas v'yetzikolayam kula. Even if he's going in and out all day long, it's kosher. If he's in a different room, one is upstairs, one is downstairs. So the shliach la'locha doesn't see, he's not even standing there by the first line. So how is he able to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta? Alav kegon, the shama kan kol mesu the kam gilta. He hears the sefer say, "Areni kaisu gets out l'shmal l'shmal shein gerushin," and then he sees and he hears the scratching. He hears the sound. So that's sufficient.
Combination of both.
Yeah. Then the Gemara wants to know what is the next line of the Braisa mean? If the first part of the Braisa says that he doesn't even have to be in the room at all, the whole time he's not in the room, then it says, even if he's only in the room a little bit, he's Yaitzim Nichnas. No, it should say Fakir. Yeah. Even if the Shliach is not there the whole time, he's only Yaitzim Nichnas a little bit. And then it should say, and even if he's not even Yaitzim Nichnas, even if he's in Gansen in a different room, but he hears the Sefer say, and he hears the Kan Kolmas of the Kan Gilta. Why does it write Yaitzim Nichnas after it already wrote that they can be in 2 different rooms? Amar, it says in the Braisa, I feel the Yaitzim Nichnas, Kalayam Kulai. Man, who is Yaitzib Nichnas on whom? If he should say the Shliach is a Yaitzib Nichnas into the room where the Sefer is writing, the Shliach doesn't see the Sefer at all. You already said in the Reisha it's kosher, so Yaitzib Nichnas, but boy, at least he's there part of the time. In the Reisha you already said he's not even there at all. The Sefer is Yaitzib Nichnas. That's what it means. The shliach is upstairs. He doesn't see the cipher at all. He hears the cipher say Harini Kosev, and he hears the Kan Kolmas. He's learning his daf yomi upstairs, and he overhears what's happening downstairs. That's good enough. And then the Gemara says, and even if the cipher is Yaitziv Nichnas, the cipher goes to the daven mincha, and he comes back and he writes a little more. And then he goes and he davens Meirev. It takes him an hour and a half till he writes again. He davens Meirev. And then he goes to Adaf Yaimishir, then he comes back and he finishes writing. The Sefer is Yotzei Nichlus. So one might argue the point and say, the Sefer made a declaration in the beginning, Harini Kosu gets out of the Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Shem Gerishin. So that declaration is not only good for the first line, it's good for the whole get, Bamed Bamamurim, if he continues to write the whole get, the Maimed Echot, if he's not Mafsik. But if he's Mafsik, he goes and he davens Mincha, then he comes back. And then he goes and he davens Maariv, and he comes back. Then he goes and he eats up, and he comes back. Then he goes and he learns the Daf Yomi, and he comes back. He was Mafsik four times in the middle. So maybe Kol Ois Al Dash Rishen Ois, it doesn't apply. So that's what the Braisa says, no. Even though the Sefer is Yotzei V'Nichnas.
What about the next day?
L'Tzvicha, the Sefer went to the Shuk. And he comes back maybe he met somebody else who has the same name as the husband, the same name as the wife, and he wants to divorce his wife, and what he's writing this get is really shaloi l'shmo. So Gemara says no, kamash malon, if it's all on the same paper then you still say kalos al das v'shan erasa. The pashtus in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas, there's no Mishnah Brura on Ebenezer, but the Mishnah Brura has on Hilchas tefillin. So he writes about Ibud Lishmo. You have to have Ibud Lishmo, you have to have Tzivis HaTfilin Lishmo. The Mishnah Brura doesn't have a comment on Hilchas Gittin. We don't have a Mishnah Brura on Ebenezer.
I heard Ibud, I didn't know what that
means. You have to treat the parchment, the leather, to convert it into parchment. You have to put in chemicals. So you require the Ibud, the treating, the making it into parchment should be done Lishmo. The writing of the Tfilin should be done Lishmo. So what if the Sefer starts writing the Tefillin at night, and he makes a declaration, he's writing the Shmo, he goes to sleep, then tomorrow morning, after Shachris, he continues 10 hours later, 15 hours later. So does he have to make another declaration? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nikar Adin, no. And he refers you to this Gemara, that you say, Kol Os, Adas, Rishayna, Oisa, even though there was a long pause in between, because this is Sof Kol Sof, this is a Hemshech, the same thing. It's Hemshech, he started to write the get, then he comes back 3 hours later, and he continues to write the same get on the same piece of paper. That's a different thing. I don't know if the shliach did what he promised he was going to do. Shliach tells me I can rely. He is a shliach. No, the shliach is a different thing. I don't know. Let's say I want to marry a different girl, but it's a chem der rabbeinu gerushim. I can't marry someone else because I'm still married to my first wife. I give you the get, and I ask you write a get, and have Adam sign the get, and give the get to my wife, and you say it'll be taken care of before Shabbat. And then next week, do I have to call you up to find out before I get married to my second wife? Do I have to call you up? Or can I follow Zacham the Chazok Shliach Osu Shechus? That's what the Gemara says. When you get to Dinam the Raisa, we should not rely, we should not follow Zacham Shliach Osu Shechus. When you get to Dinam the Rabbanan, you can't follow Zacham Shliach Osu Shechus. Let's say, Chem the Rabbeinu Gershom is only a Din the Rabbanan, so you can rely on the Chazok Shliach Osu Shechus. There's no need to call to check up. But here's a different question. It's not a question whether the Shliach did the job. He did. Here's the get.
Yeah.
He gives me the get. The only question is, did he write the get Lishmo? Or maybe some shalot lishmo crept in. So since he started lishmo, even though there were long hapsokas in between, we assume that he finished it lishmo. No, writing lishmo is a din deraisa. It's a din deraisa. The get has to be written lishmo.
Because of course.
Yeah. The pashtus says that's what the Mishnah Brura says. Right. The Mishnah Brura says that by tefillin. The sefer starts writing tefillin balayla, and then he goes to sleep, and he wakes up the next morning after davening. He continues to write, and he says, "We assume kol ois al das v'shayne hois, that it's all the hemshach from before."
What would happen?
He even says a bigger chiddush. I think. I think the Mishnah Berurah even says a bigger chiddush. Let's say he's writing many parshiyas tefillin, many, and he wrote the half a dozen at night, and then tomorrow morning he's going to write more, and it's all on the table. He started, so he says even there, not only if it's a continuation of the same piece of paper. He's continuing to write. He has 25 parchments to write 25 tefillin, 25 mezuzahs. He says over there also, he says, Kol Os Adas
V'Shayne Hois. But what happened if he made the declaration to write tefillin? And then he wrote two tefillin, and mittendrin, and he changed his mind and started writing two mezuzahs. The same thing with when the sofer says, Bazeh Ani Kotef Et Haget.
Yeah.
And he writes two lines, and not the month somebody came urgent, he wants a mezuzah, and he writes a mezuzah there, therefore they couldn't say the same thing. You can't make a broch on peaches and eat apples.
I don't know. I would think that the din is that it is good, because Sof Kol Sof, this get he started writing the Shema. Then he wrote another. He did other jobs on the side. Then he comes back and he continues to write this.
I
think he would still say. He went to the shuk. He did other things.
No hesed
about
other things. Write other things. Not the same. No
write other things.
By sefer Torah, you write and you come in Hashem. You have to have the zin of Hashem. Do you have to zin by every Hashem, or it's enough by one and goes on all of them?
Depends on the sefer.
I think there it's different. There you have to have in zin every shem. That's a din, that's not really a din of lishma.
But by mezuzah you also by tefillin you also have more than one Hashem. You don't have to have.
No. The shem Hashem, Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer on the Rambam. Shem Hashem is a different thing. The kavana that you have to have is koveya whether the shem yudke bavke is kodesh achol. Just like aleph dalet nun yud is often chol and often kodesh, and aleph lamed hey yud mem. Elohim Acher is Avodah Zarah, it's Chol, and often it's Kodesh. So even Yud Kei Vav Kei by Pesel Micho, the Rambam points out more in the Buchim that by Pesel Micho, in Sefer Shoftim, it appears Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Chol, it's not Kodesh at all. So even that Shem also, Shin Dalad Yud, Shedai, sometimes the Shin Dalad Yud is a Shem Hashem, sometimes not a Shem Hashem. Eloka, sometimes it's Avodah Zarah. So all the Shem is Shein L'chokim, sometimes they're Chol and sometimes they're Kodesh. So Rav Chaim writes that the kavana that you need by the Shem is not really an inyan of lishmo. It's a different word. Let's say, even if you hold that lishmo needs amire, even if you hold lishmo needs amire, but this is not lishmo. This is a different word. To be kaveya, let's say you write you're writing Yehuda. You write Yehuda. Whatever you're writing, so you have to. You want to know. See, when you're writing Yehuda. So that's the word Yehuda. When you're writing Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to make up your mind, is this a Yud Kei Vav Kei of a Shem Hashem, or is it not a Shem Hashem? Yehuda is going to be anywhere, Yehuda, even if you don't have anything in mind. So there's just a question of Lishma. Do you need Lishma by a Sefer Torah?
That's Yehuda.
So if you say, Kol Oz Adas Rishon Ha, he said when he started to write the Sefer Torah, he wrote Lishma, and everything, the whole text is good. But by the Shem, it's a different word. It's not a din of Lishma. It's a din that the Kavonas HaGavra B'Shas HaKsiv is Koveya, what is the word? Yehuda is Nikva Me'elov, Medrash, Rabba, Mavur. It's Nikva Me'elov what the word is. We know what the word is, but the Shemis are not Nikva Me'alein, whether they're Kodesh or Chol. It's a different word. So the Chor there, I don't think it would apply. The Kalal of Kol Oseh Adas V'Shanu. Every time he writes a Shem Hashem, has to make up his mind, is this Kodesh or is this Chol?
Once, writing of the Kavanah, filling
Even if you're baking new matzah, should also be good. Probably because they're going to switch some workers in the middle. And if they're not switching any work, it's stuck only a chumr. Mikra din, you don't have to. Even if they have a new batch of dough and it's new matzahs, still mikra din, it's a, you should really say they're also kol oseh adas v'shanu. Yeah.
For the whole day.
I mean, it keeps on going. Yeah. It keeps on going. Okay. See, there's no more pool. That's all you do. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara has a shaila. Getting back again to the Mishnah. The Mishnah only requires the fana nechtel, fana nechtel, how maybe get from chutzlor to Eretz Yisrael. So let's say the reason of Rabba. Rabba says, l'fishei mikim l'shmo. Because the people in chutzlor, don't know the din, or they don't observe the din that you have to write. They're not medaktik, they're not makbit to write to get lishma. So what about in Bovel? What's the status of Bovel? Bovel is also treated like chutzlar, so it's only in America is considered chutzlar. So only France, Germany is considered. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Itmar, about 10 lines from the top of Ovam and Aleph. Bovel, what status does it have? If you maybe get from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a machleg, it's Rav Omek Eretz Yisrael Gittin, Ushmuel Omar ki chutzlar. And was bashteita machlokes, what are they fighting about? Lame, or should I say behokam efligi? And marsav lefishem became the shema. But in Bavel they do know how to learn. Bavel, they worked Bavel up, Talmud Bavli. Yeah. His mind, the Talmud Bavli was written, they had many great Talmud Chachamim there, and everybody knew how to learn. So maybe Rav holds Bavel keretz Yisrael legitin, because Rav holds like Rabbah, that the reason for the requirement of b'fana nechtel is because of the shema, so it doesn't apply anymore in Bavel. Umar Sover and Shmuel holds Levishein Edim and Tzuyim Lekaimo Bahani Nami Lo Shchichi. So in Bavel it's not Shchiach that people should travel from Bavel to Eretz. So the Gemara goes through the whole discussion. So go, take a look. We're not going to go through the whole thing. Take a look towards the bottom of the Yomud. Rabba Baravua. Rabba Baravua, 1, 2, 3, 7 lines from the bottom. Rabba Baravua was a Paisek. He was a Moira Harua. Matzrich, he required that the Shliach, Lohilochas Haget, should say Befananechtam, may Arso La Arso, in the same city, from one side of the street to the other side of the street. What does Rashi write? May Arso Li Arso, Mishuras Habatim Shebesad, Rishus Arabim, Lushuras Shekenegdo. When the Shliach, now when the Baal gives a get in person, you don't need Befananechtam. When the Baal sends a Shliach to deliver get, they don't want to look at each other. The husband and wife don't get along. So even though they live in the same city, right across the street, the husband doesn't want, he's not going to give the get in person, he's giving a shliach. Shliach is going to deliver it. So who is this? Rabba. Baravua required that the shliach, lailochas haget, should say b'fananechtab, even though mamash across the street from each other. And it's in Bavel. It's in Bavel. In Bavel they know. They know that they need lishma. Still, he required b'fananechtab because of the problem of Eidim Mitzuyim L'kaimah. Eidim Mitzuyim L'kaimah, they live across the street from each other. So the answer is, that the minhag changed. That now, I think they made studies. How long did people normally live in an apartment? Years ago, people lived in an apartment, 100 years. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, this is where we were all born in this apartment, in the apartment. We were born in the apartment, we got married in the apartment, they had the children in the apartment. Everybody lived. So everybody knows all the people, they know all the neighbors in the neighborhood, they know their grandfather, they know all the chassimis, they know everything. But Bizman Hazeh, in the days of the Gemara already, so the practice changed and people would be on the move. People would only live in an apartment for 50 years, not for 100 years. And Bizman Hazeh, I think it's the average is 2.5 years or something. In New York area, I think the average is something like that. 2.5 years or something like that.
Also.
No, there's sure people live in
New York. Okay, no. Right. So that's what the Tosfos says, even in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is starting already with Chumris. Up until now, we learned what it says in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, maybe Bavel is different, because maybe in Bavel they know the dinim, and maybe Bavel is dina keres yisrael. Now the Gemara is introducing Chumris, the Rabba Baravu required b'fanan echtav, when it's given, like shliach afila me'aris lasa, from one side of the street to the other. But if it's on the same side of the street? No. The same side of the street, they know the neighbors. I'm not so familiar with the neighbors across the street. On the same side, we do know. And Rabba Baravu, Matz, who is Rav Sheshes, Matzrach, he required even Mishkuna L'Shkuna. Even on the same side of the street, if it's more than three houses down, the people two houses to the right, two houses to the left, I'll know them. But three houses down, to the right or to the left, Rav Sheshes will require Befana Nechtav even for that.
Actually, the sociological...
As the years go on, so people travel more and more, and they don't know each other.
I don't know
the names of the people. Not only do I not know the chasimas, the handwritings of the people in my building, I don't know the name. My next door neighbor I know. My next door neighbor, he's the Balkari in Yeshiva. And the other people I talk to don't know. All the Fruma people in the building, I know their names. No, it's not even true. I don't even know the names of all the Fruma people in the building. I don't know the names of all the Fruma people. I certainly don't know the handwriting. I don't know the handwriting. So the Gemara says, that's what it means. As the years went on, so people would be traveling more, and they wouldn't be so kavua, so they wouldn't even know to recognize the chasimas.
Would it be a chevra of the same shul that they davened with together?
Do you know the chasimas?
That's the shaila. How long do you know them that you should recognize their chasimas? So the Gemara says that they really didn't know. And Rav Matzach Bosav Shchuna. Rav was in a later generation. He insisted, even the two houses to the right and to the left, you also have to say b'fan echman and echman. The get is written here, and the shliach brings it to the house right. Not at Leimer Boy across the street. That even the early Ramarayim insisted, even the next door house, you also need b'fan and echman. Freg the Gemara, but that doesn't make any sense. But Rav Hu Diyama, but Rav was the one who said on the first daf that the reason for b'fan and echman is that anyim tzim l'kaima. The next door neighbor, he doesn't recognize the handwriting. Everything more Taki doesn't know because they're traveling around so much. Taki doesn't know. Everything more shiny. B'nei Machuza, Rav lived in the city Machuza, so the people in that city were naidi. They would always be on the move, and Taki did recognize. So that's the bottom thesis. Nikan Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, based on, this is the bottom line, the upshot of the whole sugya. Halacha Lamaisa, what's the maskana? Yeah. That we always require b'fananechtav, even in Eretz Yisrael, and even the next door, the next house. Nikan Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, the hashtab is manazet tzachloim, b'chol mokam means even in Eretz Yisrael, b'chol mokam, even the next door house, b'fananechtav, avakav t'kaim lan kirovah, That's a machlekes in Rishonim. Do we paskin like Rava? Do we paskin like Rabba? The Raida claims that we paskin like Rabba, and the Rif claims that we paskin like Rava. So Tosfos also claims. Avagav the kaim along here Rava, Dama, that the reason for b'fanei nechtu is b'shenenim tzuyim l'kaimoy, and not because of the Shema. Abba mekom kam tzorech, he still required b'fanei nechtu b'zman hazeh. Why? Dash the b'chol ha'mekaimis, all over the world is naidi. We travel so much that we never really get to recognize anybody's signatures. So there's always a chashash of ein edim and tzuyim l'kaim. Only Aidei Shliach. Yeah. If the Baal gives the get in person, then there's no need for b'fanei nechtu. What the Baal gave it himself, then it's going to be ma'ara that it was mezuyim. That can't be. That's how the Gemara said before. If the Baal gives it, he can't time it later on that it was mezuzah. Yeah. He gave it. Yeah. So you see that even in Eretz Yisrael, they lived in Babel, and Babel was Eretz Yisrael. And you still need the Fana Nechta because of the Hashash that we don't really recognize the handwriting. Okay. So now the Gemara tells a story. The final maskana is, the Rabbeinu Tam gives us already the bottom line. The final maskana sadvarim is manazeh. We always need b'fanei nechta, bein baris, bein b'chutz la'aretz, even to the next door house, even to the house next door. But now the Gemara move back a little bit. A century before we got to this maskana. Rav Chanan told over the following story. That once upon a time, Rav Kahana, he was a shlich lo'ilochas aget, he brought a get. Huh? And this was, huh? You have it?
Yeah. Three lines.
The first white line in the Gemara. Rav Chanan Mishtoi, Rav Chanan told over the following story. Call him. The Rav Kana Isi Gita, Rav Kana was once a Shliach Lohilochas Haget, he brought a get. And we're not sure exactly the details of the story. Whether from Surah to Nador, or Nador to Surah, it was from one city to another in Bavel. But we said that in Bavel, they know the Shema. No, it's a different city. It's not the same street. It's a different city. But we know that they know the Shema. But still, they know the Shema. And also the Gemara said before, there were people learning in yeshivas and Surah and Ador. So they would be traveling from one to the other. The Talmidim would go from one to the other, so they would be able to recognize the Hasimis. They would recognize the Hasimis. This was a century before they came to this conclusion that we're afraid, we're always afraid no one recognized any Hasimis. But that's 100 years before, from Surah to Nador, they will recognize Hasimis. Their parents visiting the children, let's say from New York to Baltimore, their parents visiting the children in Baltimore, parents visiting the children in New York, Eretz Yisrael, parents visiting the children in Eretz Yisrael, America, people going back and forth for Hasimis. So that was the same thing, Surah Nador. They knew Lishma, Bavel, they knew the Dinim, they will be Kiyim. And there's no problem of Edom and Tzim Lekam, so there's no need, at that time, 100 years before Rava, there was no need to say B'fana Nechta, B'fana Nechta. And nonetheless, he recommends Rav Kahane, also Lekame de Rav, he came to ask Rav Shaila, should I be present when the Sefer writes to get, when the Edom sign it, that I should be able to say B'fana Nechta, or not? He asked the Shaila, do I have to say B'fana Nechta? So he says, it's not necessary, because they travel back and forth from Surah to Nador, so they recognize the Chsimis, and in Bavel they know the Dinim. However, as an Eitzet Teva, I would recommend that you should do it. What's the Eitzet Teva? The Iavdis, but if you will do it, Ahanis, you will be Marviach. You will gain something by it. Fregdigma, what does that mean? Mean in Eretz Yisrael. Let's go back another century. In Eretz Yisrael, Bizmana Tanaim, there never was a requirement to say B'fananeftam. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they would recognize the Chsimis.
No movement.
If
there are people to stay longer in the place.
So they recognize the handwritings, and they write it to Shema, so there's no need for B'fanei Nechtam. Yeah. And nonetheless, I feel B'zman HaTanoim, you will gain something, the Shliach HaLocha. If the Shliach HaLocha will say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam means I'll be present, not just say. If it'll be present during the Chsivan, during the Chsima, so something will be gained. So Rav applies that to Bavel also, even though he held in his generation there was no need to say B'fanei Nechtam, but you will gain. What will you gain? The Avdus Ahan is, but if you will say B'fanei Nechtam, you will gain. My Avdus Ahan, what does it mean? Namely, the Iyasi Bala Me'arer, if the husband will come later on and claim that he never authorized the writing in the Chsimas, We will not listen to the Baal. That's an interesting chiddush that the Gemara is saying. If it's not necessary for the shliach, if it's not necessary to say it, so why should he have a special namonis midirabbanan? But nonetheless, that's what you see from this Gemara.
He won't do it.
Even if he is,
what would it be from the Gemara that he will? Even if he is ma'arer, loy mashgichinu bei, we will not listen to him.
The mele, he wouldn't do it because
that could be. Yeah. But from the Gemara, would appear that even if he does come, we ignore it. That the shliach has naman, even though there was no takanas chacham that he should be naman over here, doesn't matter.
If he
says b'fan an echad, he has the takan. The kid in Tanya, we have a beferish of tesefta. Ma'isa bar mechad. Once upon a time, a man was appointed as a shliach. Shehevi get lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. He was going to deliver a get to Shliach Lalocha. Amalo, Rabbi Shmuel lived in Eretz Yisrael. Atana, the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Amalo, he said, Shliach Lalocha, yes, the Tanaim, Tzorach, Hanei, Lom, Mifan, Anafan, Anechtam. Oh, ain't it, sir? So I have to be present, Bishas, Ksive, that I should be able to say, Bifan, Anechtam. Amalo, Bini. So Rabbi Shmuel asks him, Ehechanata, from what community did you come from? Amalo, Rabbi, I come from Kfar Sisoy, in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. In Kfar Sisoyani. Amaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel tells him, Tzarech atabai mefananechtam, you should say mefananechtam, for what purpose? Shalotizokek le'edim. In order that later on there should be no need for edim to be mekayim nechasimim. When do you have to be mekayim nechasimim? If the husband will come and be ma'arer, and I'll say, oh, get the mezuyah if I never authorize the chasimim of the edim, so then the shliach, who already testified mefananechtam, he will be bagloid. Lachash Yotze, after the Shlich Lailocha went on his way, Nichnas Lafan Rabbi Loi, one of the Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel came in and he asked him, Amle, Rabbi, the Balabas said he comes from Eretz Yisrael. I look, Farsi Soim of Las Betchum Eretz Yisrael. It's in the middle of the borders. Akrova le Tzipar Yosem Yaakov, it's closer to Tzipar, that's where all the Tanoim live.
Yeah. So you're saying it's part of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's closer than Aku. Usnan, and the Mishnah has the Machlokes HaTanoim in the city Aku itself. With Aku is carried to Sol Aku Chutz Lorit. Rameir, Raim Aku carried to Sol Agitin. Rameir says that Aku has a din like Eretz Yisrael. So Kalachayim Akrak Yisoy. Afila the Rabbanon who disagree. Look, Ligale Rameir Be Aku. They only disagree on that city, the Mirchaka. That's far away from the center. Abu Kras Yisoy, the Mikrovo. It's closer to Tzipar than Aku. Loi. So why? So the Talmud asked Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Shmuel. Why did he tell the Balabas that he has to say before an Echtam, before an Echtam? Amalo, so Rabbi Shmuel tells the Talmud, Shvayk, Shtok B'ni Shtok, what do you need?
What
I said a Chumre. So leave everything the way it is. Fine. It's good. It's good the way it is. Freg the Gemara. What did the Talmud shepherd Rabbi Shmuel for? Rabbi Shmuel himself said, and it's a taiva that in Eretz Yisrael, even though you don't need B'fan an Echtav, but if the shliach will say it, shleit izokik leidim, to solve a problem later in case the problem will come up. But he didn't really say that you have to say before an echtav, otherwise you can't give the get. No, you can give the get. But if you say before an echtav, to prevent any trouble in the future. To finish off the sentence. If he's going to say, I come from Chutz Lars, then he would have said, you must say before an echtav, al pidin. It's required, it's absolutely essential. But he said like this, oh, you come from Eretz Yisrael. So, be machmir, to say levon anechtav, to prevent trouble in the future. That's the lashon, and he said, shaleit izokik li'edim. Craig the Gemara, we don't understand in the Braisa. Why did Rabbi Loi ask of Rabbi Shmuel, what did he chapter him for? Ho'yu anami shaleit izokik li'edim koma leit. Rabbi Shmuel himself told the Shliach Lailocha that the only reason why he's recommending that he should be present is to prevent trouble in the future. He didn't say Alpidin, you really need it. So the Gemara says, Enachinami, Loi Simua Kamei. Rabbi Loi didn't hear the whole story. Rabbi Loi just heard, someone told him over, Rabbi Shmuel required B'fan an Echtav in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't tell him why. So yes, Rabbi, how you talking? It's against the din. So he said, Tavasis, he's Machma. Rabbi Shmuel didn't really tell him the whole story. Tavasis, I was Machma. But the truth of the matter was, he wasn't even machmir. He said, I would recommend an Eitz Teiva, say, before an Echtav, to prevent problems in the future. Even though it's not necessary, you'll prevent. So that's what the Gemara quotes when they get to Rav, that in the generation of Rav in Bavel, Bavel was treated like Eretz Yisrael, from Surah to Nardor, there would be people traveling all the time. So they would recognize the Chassimus, and in the days of Rav, they would become the Shema. everybody knew the dinim in Bavel also, so Mikra Din, there was no need to say b'fanei nechtav. And nonetheless, the Rav gave the same Eitz HaTayva that Rabbi Shmuel gave. He gave the same Eitz HaTayva. Oh, but Bizman Hazet, not Stam in Eitz HaTayva, the Rabbi Natan writes on the bottom of the Tosfos, Bizman Hazet's a real din. Bizman Hazet, since the people travel around so much, so this type of problem, we're not the Kiyim, we're not Makir the Hasim Israelim. So Mikra Din, we always require b'fanei nechtav, even in Eretz Yisrael.
Can we learn here that where it says Kvasisoi Muvlas, Muvlas is a protrusion. You could mean that officially Kvasisoi maybe in Chutzlaret.
No, it says in Yitzhak.
But Muvlas, it's Tektarein in Israel, but theoretically borderwise.
That was the Lashon before. The Lashon before was Muvlas, that you have the border go like this.
The Wald and say Muvlas,
it's
in Chutzlaret. But it's Muvlas in Yitzhak.
Here the context over here means that it's mamish part of Eretz Yisrael.
When you say that,
so what is emulat?
It's used in a different meaning, I think. Before the Gemara used the term muvlas, that it's chutz laaretz.
Muvlas is protrusion.
Yeah.
But the why should you exclude yourself muvlas? Because it's in chutz laaretz and it's protrusion in Israel, therefore we would think now, but because it's protrusion in Israel, so we can make a chumrah.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say that the Ed does not have to say Befunanech Befunanech, does he have to know that it was Befunanech Befunanech? The Bezen can just call him in afterwards and says, go.
The Baal
can call him in and says, go. Says, go bring it, and that's it. That's he hasn't right. seen any writing, any comment.
That's right.
So in that case, he wouldn't be able to be Machman him, say it anyway, in order for good, in order to.
He couldn't, no, only if he was present. If he wasn't present, he couldn't say before and after.
And the same level of Mekoromedic diet, if he knows he has to say it, doesn't think he has to say it?
That's the big Kiddush. Sure, there's a difference. That's the problem, that's the difficulty. That's what Tosis points out, the top Tosis. That even though there's no need for the Shliach to say b'fanei nechtav, nonetheless, if he does say b'fanei nechtav, he has no monis. That's a big Kiddush that the Gemara has. The Gemara quoted the Braisa. The Rabbi Shmuel and the Braisa says like that. That's a big Kiddush.
You depend on his word.
Yeah. So now the Gemara goes back to the same thing that we had before, that in Bavel, after the Tkufa of Rab, the Gemara had an Amar Alf, that's the Gemara that we skipped. Amar Rav Huna made a statement, since Rab came to Bavel, so all of Bavel became B'nai Torah, and everybody knows that you need Lashma, so Bavel has the same status as Eretz Israel for Gittin, that they all became Lashma, and they're traveling from one yeshiva to the other. Rab and Shmuel made two yeshivas in two different cities, so they're always traveling back and forth. So they're Makir Hasim Eseidim, and Bavel has the same status as Eretz Yisrael. So what if you bring a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? So that's the next shayla. So Anom and Aleph, the discussion was from one city in Bavel to another city in Bavel. Now Anom and Beis, the Gemara has a shayla, what if you bring a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara quotes an Amora by the name of Rebbe Avyosar. Sholach Lei Rebbe Avyosar, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, to Rav Chizde, who lived in Bavel. He sends him a letter. Sholach Lei Rebbe Avyosar the Rav Chizde. Rav Yosef Meretzel sends a letter to Rav Chizde. Gitna by Misham Lekan. When you people send us a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, the halach is Ein Soch Lei Mefanei Fanei Nechtam. There's no need to have a Fanei Nechtam because they became Lishmo. All right, so Gemara is going to discuss what is the Pesach based on. Lema, should I say Kasav Lishem became Lishmo? Should I say that Rav Yosef thinks the only reason why they instituted B'fanei Nechtav is like Rabbi said, because they not became Lishmo. And when Rab came to Bavel, the whole situation changed, and they all know all the dinim, and they're all observing. Bahani and these chevra who live in Bavel, Gemiri. Now they know the din. Freg the Gemara. That cannot be the Pshat. The Tisbara, does that make sense? We just proved earlier about how Rabbi slayed the Rabbi. Even Rabbi said that the reason for B'fanei Nechtav is because of the chashash that it may be written Shlo Lishmo. He also agrees with Rabbi that there's another concern, there's another reasoning, namely that you have to have Edim and Tzim Lekam. El the Kuli Yama Bina Lekam. Everybody agrees that you have to have Edim and Tzim Lekam. Aber Bekeva Dika Rabbi in the south of Nachsi, since there are many people traveling back and forth from Bavel to Israel, so Mishkach Shkichi, so no neither chashash applies. A get brought from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is like a get brought from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, bizmana tanoim, that neither hashash applied, so it's good. Fine, that's what Rebbe Avyosar says. Halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh doesn't apply. We follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Shad. Even in the days of Rabbi Yosef, is this correct or is it not correct? So who is this Rabbi Yosef? Is he a Bar Samcha? Not such a popular figure. We learn Talmud Bavli, so they hardly ever quote. They don't. They are Rabbi Yechonon, Shlokish. They quote from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef is hardly ever quoted. So the Shad is, how reliable is this Rabbi Yosef and his Pesach? The Gemara explained what he said. The Shad is he reliable? Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef lives in Bavli. He says, yeah. Who says that he knows what he's talking about? Man lame on the Rabbi Yosef by Samkuhu. Yeah. Who says that we have to rely on Rabbi Yosef? I'm not so convinced that he's right. Yo, nitaza grace atanis chol. So given a maisa shahoya, that this Rabbi Yosef once violated a din that he had given an amoritz. He didn't know a din. So nitaza grace atanis chol. So who says that we have to follow what he said? Yo. Oihu, the Shalach letter Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yosef once sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda Biksav, and he quoted a pasuk, and he didn't make sirtut. It's like he violated that series of, he didn't know the din, that when you write a pasuk in a letter, you have to make a line. If you write the letter on line paper, so you have the sirtut, so you have the line. But if you write the letter on plain paper that doesn't have a line, so the din requires either you have to scratch a line or you have to draw a line before you quote a pasuk. So din, just like when you write a sefer Torah, you have to have sirtut. So din, out of kavod ha'psukim. So when you quote,
let's say you leave out in penos, you leave out a letter.
If you reverse the phraseology, that's a test of quotes from the Yerushalmi. When they used to send letters and they wanted to quote psukim, so they would bedavka reverse. They would paraphrase. They would the davka reverse the words of the pasuk in order that they shouldn't be have to be matriach themselves to make sirtut. That's what we're going to get to. That's this long thesis over here. So the Gemara says over here, not only as a sefer, even if you just write a letter and you quote a pasuk in the letter, if you're using a melitza, you write a fancy biblical Hebrew like Achad Ha'am. He didn't believe in God, but he wrote the biblical Hebrew. So he quotes in all of his essays, he quotes, he's not writing it L'shem Psukim, he's writing Stam L'Teferes Hamalitz. So that's what Tosis quotes in Rabbein Elio, the beginning of the Tosis quotes, V'amir Rabbein Entam L'chem Pirush Yivro B'shem Rabbein Elio, in the fifth line in the Tosis, the Daf Kishem is Kamen L'chem Apostik L'drosha. If you write the Apostik L'shem Apostik, Avok Kishem. He stam writes a letter in Gerish Leiman. If he just uses it with the Ferris Hamalitza the Alma, just as a Malitza, Kol Sasa Kol Simcha. Happens to be a pasuk, but he doesn't really mean a pasuk. He uses it the Malitza the Alma. So that wouldn't require any sirtut. But if you write Moshe Mavur B'Sefer Yeshaya Kol Sasa Kol Simcha. If you're intending to quote it as a pasuk, so then you would need sirtut. That's what it says in the Gemara. So this Rabbi Yosef once sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda, complaining about the koilovnikis. They used to come from Bavel, they would get married and have a few children, and then they would leave their wife and their children in Bavel, and they would come there to sit and learn in the koilov. And who's going to support the wife and the children? So he sent a letter. This Rabbi Yosef sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel. He disapproves of the practice. He thinks that it's terrible. You got married, you have children, you have to support your wife and children, go get a job. What kind of business? And he sits and he learns and he leaves the wife all by herself. And he quoted a pasuk from Treyasa from Yoel, and he didn't do sirtut. So that shows that nitazak reis etamakom. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says, we shouldn't rely, we shouldn't rely on anything that Rabbi Yosef says.
This is a Yosef who all the quotes that he's learning.
No, but he was the Bucky in Tanakh.
No. Maybe this is before he forgot his learning. I don't know. If he forgot his learning, maybe he would have been
more tolerant.
Maybe, I don't know. So he says, he said, first of all, who says that he's so reliable? Number two, not only who says, maybe. I know he's not reliable. He once sent a letter, and he said, those who come from Bavel to learn in Eretz Yisrael, they leave their wives and their children behind, and kimu biatznam, they have fulfilled the pasuk that says, vayitnu ayelad b'zayinu ha'yalda machru b'yayin. The pasuk in Yoel has nothing to do with anything. The pasuk is in Gansen a different thing. The pasuk goes that by the Mochem is Goygo Mogoy, the different Nevi'im speak what's going to be. So it says all the Yom HaSoylem will gather around Eretz Yisrael, around Yerushalayim, and then they're going to Balabatavah, the Sarti Chileku. That's the pasuk. They're going to make a partition, they're going to divide. that when they were discussing the partition plan in the 1920s and the 1930s, I think, the League of Nations, and that's what... Oh, so the Rabbonim at the they see Agdala that they had in Europe, so they were quoting that pasuk from the old. The Zarti Chileku, all the Yumasong are going to divide Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to balabatave, send the Jews over there, send the Jews over there. They tortured the Jews for so many centuries, the Yumasong, they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to be mevaz of the Jews. Vayitna yelad bezayna. The soldiers are going to need a zayna for a day or for a week, whatever. So they'll take a Jewish child and they'll give him an esnan zayna to pay off a zayna. And the Goyisha soldiers that will be surrounding Yerushalayim will give away Jewish girls as shvachais in order to buy some wine by Ishtar in order to get drunk. So the pasuk is not talking about Kolelnik is going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Learning, supporting your wife and your children has nothing to do. But he quoted that pasuk in this sense. The pasuk shat zayna means a zayna, that the Goyisha soldiers or the Goyisha military men will give away Jewish children to pay a zayna. So he quotes the pasuk Zayna Meiloshin Mezaynus. Vayitnu Ayeled Bezayna, that Nebuch, the children are going to have to work for Mezaynus. Ayalda Mocher Bayayin. The parents sometimes, Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, the parents sometimes sold their daughters. There's an institution in the Chumash that you can sell your daughter as an Amma Ivriya. But the Gemara says you should only do that when you're absolutely impoverished. That's an abnormal thing to do. So these, there were some people who wanted so much to learn, they would sell their daughters as an Amma Ivriya. Habida, they should get a few dollars that they should be able to learn. That's abnormal. That was terrible. So he quoted this pasuk out of context. The pasuk is not talking about that. He quoted that pasuk, the cause of lay below sirtur. And he wrote the pasuk without making a law.
The fact that he wrote that pasuk wasn't that bad, you know? Even without sirtur. I mean, the knowledge which he brings to Koilenik revolting, you know?
No, he said it's not right. The taina that he has is a good taina. It's a good taina. You can learn in a koilo fine if the koilo supports you, but to volunteer to learn in the koilo, they don't give any support, and he leaves his wife and his children all by themselves. And Eretz Yisrael, that's takan avla. So he quoted this pasuk. He knew pshat in the pasuk, but he quoted it as a melitza. And the din says that you're not allowed to. Maybe you say you only need sirtut if you quote five sukkim, if you quote a whole parak, if you quote a whole sefer. So he says no. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yosef is quoting Rabbi Yitzchok Gezak. There's a number of words that you can write from a pasuk without requiring sirta. There's just a machlek, is how many words? Shtayim kais from shaldashen kais. You can write, let's say, bereshis bara. You can write bereshis bara, only two words. That's not even called the haskola of a quotation from a pasuk. Two words in a row you can write without sirta. Or b'shaldashen kais, you're not allowed to write three words in a row without sirta. But masnita ton and the braisa disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchok. It says shaldash kais, three words is not even a haskola. Three words in a row. It's not even a haskol of a quotation. How about arbein kaisma? Four words you're not allowed to write. Four words in a row from a pasuk in Tanakh anywhere you're not allowed to write without having sirta. So there's a machlekes in details between Rabbi Yitzchok and the Braisa. But he wrote a whole pasuk. Vayitnu hayelad bezayna b'hayaldo machlud b'yayin b'yishtu. Seven words.
Yeah.
He wrote quoted all. It's not the whole pasuk. He quoted almost the whole pasuk. Seven words he wrote in a row. That l'chol adayis. You're not permitted to write without sirta. So that shows
it's not
that he's not such a baisamcha. Omale Abai, Abai tells his Rebbe, Abai was the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. So he tells Rabbi Yosef, Otto called the Lyoda, Hoda Rabbi Yitzchak, Glav Gavar Rabbu. So he didn't know, it's Nitfin Aseres Adib, it's not a din in the Chumash. Maybe even it's not a din der Reise, just because he does know the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So you detract from the Chshivus of Rabbi Yosef. Bishleimimil says, Italia Bisvare, if he would have said something that's krum in Svare, it's connected as sechel lechaye. Then I can understand niche. I understand that you dingzach with Rav Yosser. Yeah. You hold that he's not bar samcha. But this din gemaruhu. This is a tradition. Or gemaruhu lo shmili. Just never heard of this din. This is a separate din that's unrelated to every other din. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Just it does over here and in Yevamis. But the gemaruhu in Yevamis, the gemaruhu they don't sechel so on the side.
No.
The gemaruhu in Yevamis and Taisus doesn't quote. No. The Gemara in the end of Yevamis discusses when the Bezin writes the after you do Chalitza, so they write Shtar Chalitza. The Bezin writes in Hebrew, this is to ascertain that the woman came to us and we supervised the Chalitza. So they write everything, they write, and the Yavam said, Lo Chafatzi Lekachta. And she said, Mei and Yevam Elohim Elohim Shemi Yisol Lo Yavah Yami. They write that she said, and he said, and she said, and they said, and we said. Everybody said what they're supposed to do, and she spit, and she took off the shoe. She did everything lachatchila. Everything was done properly. So the Gemara says, you're going to write the whole Tizman with the Pasik, so you're going to need a Sirtut. So the Gemara says, Tircha, to go make a Sirtut. So rather than write everything, so they would write the Kitza. They would write, and the Ovam said, Loi chafatzi lakachtis, three words in a row. So that's a machloikis. So if you don't want to require Sirtut, you have to write, the Yovam said from the word lo till the word lakachta. They leave that only one word. They write lo v'chulei lakachta. If you got to write lo chafatzi lakachta, then you need to. If you all shodosh kaisim, you may write three, so you can write lo chafatzi lakachta, that won't be a problem. But the other pasuk is going to be a problem. May and yivami lahokim liochel shem the Yisrael lo ova yavmi. That's nine words. So that you write. We had the Yavami say May and Yavami until Yavmi, whatever. Yavmi. Yeah. So they write, so in order to, the Gemara discusses in the end of Yavami this. You write, we had her say from here to there, in order that they shouldn't have to have Sirtut. So this is the only two places in Shas that the whole topic is discussed about this din of Sirtut.
How does that obviate the Sirtut? I don't understand.
No, it doesn't obviate. We're just bringing out. If you never learned this Gemara and that Gemara there, you wouldn't know this from Kol HaTorah Kuli. You wouldn't know this din of Sirtut. So that's what Abai defends of Rabbi Yossi. He says he never heard of this din. Tavosis. He never heard of the din. You don't call him an Amora.
My question on
the what?
I didn't understand what the answer to Yavamis. What is it that they're writing to obviate the Sirtut? How are they getting
it? Instead of writing, we had the Yavamis say, Mayan Yavami Lahakim Liyachid Shame the Yisrael Lo Ova Yabi, which is nine words in a row from a pasuk. And for that, you're going to need Sirtut. So they doesn't just write, we had the Yavamis declare May from Mayan Yavami till. Ova Yabmi. So you write two words and two words.
You leave out.
And you don't write three or four words in a row. So this is the only place in Shas that this topic is ever discussed.
They're not quoting the pasuk; they're just repeating what the Baal said.
Well, he has to say what it says in the pasuk.
He has to say it as it says it in the pasuk.
That's called the Teres Pasuk. That's considered the Teres Pasuk. So that's what Abai defends Rabbi Yossi. He says, why does Rabbi Yossi pick on Rabbi Yossi? He's not a Gavar Rabbi. He says, yo, not only was he a Gavar Rabbi, min Hashemayim they were masking to what he said. Rabbi Yossi, the Yaskim Mori al Yodei, the Rabbani Shalom, helped Rabbi Yossi be Mechavin Lamita Shalterah. He figured out Pshat and Ashver Pasuk that no one knew what in the world the Pasuk was talking about. He said a Pshat. And the Rabbani Shalom said he's right. It says by Pilegish be given. Sefer Shoktim, Batizne Ola Pilashto. The Pasha Pilaksho. So the Pasha Pshat was that this Pilegish was married and she was Mizaneh. So the Amoraim had a tradition that doesn't mean that she was Mizaneh because he wanted to take her back later on. Yeah. So she was really Mizaneh.
He couldn't take her back.
Well, it's a shaila whether Pilegesh is married or not. A shaila whether Pilegesh is Bikidushin or Balikidushin. But still, if she was really Mizaneh with someone else, so why should the husband be interested in taking her back? Because she would be happy to get rid of her. So it appears that it's not to be taken literally. She was Mizaneh with someone else. She did some avla. So the question is, what was the avla that she did? So it doesn't say in the pasuk. So there was a machloikis amarayim, Rabbi Yosef Ramah Zvuv Matzalo. When she served him his supper on the plate, so there was a dead fly over there, face in the cabbage and the flesh, whatever. So he took the dead fly out, threw it out, and he was angry at his wife why she wasn't more careful to check the vegetables, whatever. Why there was a dead fly? And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Oh, no, it wasn't. Had nothing to do with the food. It was b'shas tashmish nimon batzalo, that she had some hair on her body. The practice was that they used to shave off the hair on their eva ha'erva." And she didn't shave it all off. Okay, so there was a machlokes amarayim. Rabbi Avyosa, Rabbi Yenison, had to understand the pshat and the pasuk. So on one occasion, Ashkeche Rabbi Avyosa Eliyahu, he more should have ended over here already. He said Rabbi Avyosa had Gil Eliyahu. They say, he's a Gav Rabbi, had Gil Eliyahu. So they don't say that. Gil Eliyahu, that doesn't mean too much. He had Gil Eliyahu, and now he told him that his pshat is right. That's what Eliyahu, Ashkeche Rabbi Avyosa Eliyahu, What is the Rebbe Shalom doing? Zakta, he's learning Parshas Pilegish Begivel. Oh my comma, what does he say? Vazakta Rebbe Shalom Pshat in the Pasuk. So the Rebbe Shalom says that they're both right. They're both Pshatim are right. It's not Stira. He said, Eilu Eilu, Divile Kimcha. Amalei, he says, the Rebbe Shalom said, Av Yosef B'nei Kacho Aymer, and Yeris B'nei Kacho, and the Rebbe Shalom says, Sedetze Machloikis. So he says, what do you mean? I'm like, Chasu Shalnika Sveika Kamishma. I mean, the Baruch Shalom does not pshat either in the Pasuk. And he says, no! Elevi 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 Kimcha. And the Baruch Shalom said, they're both right. Why? Zvuv Matzav Alay Hikpid, Nimam Batzav Hikpid. First, he found the Zvuv. No, not so bad. The Zvuv is only in the food. So sometimes you find a dead bug in the food. So he wasn't so mocked, but later on, Nimam Matzav B'Shat Tashmish V'Hikpid, and then he was angry. So that's what... Abaye is stressing that this Rav Yosser is a Gavra Rabbim Yod, that the Rebbe Shalom was Maskim Al Yod. That's the Gemara. So therefore he thinks that we should accept the Psak of Rav Yosser. Rav Yosser, a get that's sent from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for Bafan and Echlam. Bafan and Echlam means 100 years before the Psak that we follow. We follow the Psak of Rover, like the Rabbein and Tam said in Amnon. And here's the famous discussion in Taisvis. This long Taisvis says, there is a Gemara, if you look in the middle of the Taisus. The beginning of the Taisus, the first 20 lines, Taisus says, first of all, the name of Rabbein Elio, that if you write a fancy biblical style Hebrew, but just the Melitza Be'alma, you don't really mean to quote the apostle. Just the Melitza, so then you don't need Sirkut. That's the topic. Then they quote a Yerushalmi, that when the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael wanted to avoid it, apparently it was a tirchet to make sirtut, so they would reverse the Seder HaMilin in the process. They would write it out of order, so then it's misquotation. So misquotation, so there's no need for sirtut. Fine. Then in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Ramban. The Ramban says that maybe Kula. The Ramban says that maybe there's only a need for sirtut if you're writing Ksav Ashuris. And if you write what we call Ksav Meshito, Rashi script, or handwritten handwriting, so maybe there's no need for sirtut there either. Okay, it's not hakula. Taisus doesn't quote that. That's the Ramban's quote. But now Taisus is bothered with Akasha. The Imtaima, that 25 lines from the top. The Imtaima. The Gemara says in Menachis that the Omer beperek hakoyim mitzrayim, Menachis daf lamed beis, Tefillin does not need sirtut. Mezuzah needs sirtut. Tefillin does not. Sefer Torah, whether it needs sirtut is not a beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah that a Megillah Sesta needs sirtut because it's called Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, and Shalom Ve'emes has the connotation of Kamita Shel Torah. Just like Kamita Shel Torah, just like the real McCoy needs sirtut, so the Megillah Sesta needs sirtut. So what's the real McCoy? What's Kamita Shel Torah? So the Rabbi Natam says that refers to Mezuzah. We never find anywhere in the Gemara that a Sefer Torah needs sirtut. So according to Rabbi Natam, comes out that the Megillah Sesta is on a higher madrega than the Sefer Torah. So the Megillah Sesta needs sirtut, and the Sefer Torah does not need sirtut. Only the Megillah Sesta is dinu kimezuzah, but Sefer Torah with tefillin do not need sirtut. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds no. A sefer Torah. We discussed, I think, when we first started the Mesir. Yes. A Sefer Torah is called the Sefer. So a sefer needs sirtut because of the shame sefer. Rashi holds that a get. Rashi Menachos there holds a get needs sirtut because it's called sefer priestess.
10 lines or something.
Yeah, and you have to make the line. Yeah. Rashi holds you have to make the line. Yeah.
See, different things you have a get.
And the Megillah Saita, Rashi's chat in Saita. Rashi in Masechah Saita, Daf Yutes, Rashi learns that a Megillah Saita needs sirtut because the Pasuk is the cost of HaKoin. It's all the Seile Ba Sefer. So since the word sefer appears, so get needs sirtut, sefer Torah needs sirtut, the Megillah Sefer needs sirtut, is one din. So that's the definition of sefer. And things that are not sefer, what needs sirtut? So then we distinguish between mezuzah and tefillin. That mezuzah does need sirtut, the tefillin does not need sirtut. And Megillah also needs sirtut. Megillah also needs sirtut, kamita shalter, just like a sefer Torah. And the Rabbein Tam denies all three. He says a get does not need sirtut, we machmel lahatchila to make sirtut in a get, because of Rashi Shita. The Beis Shmuel quotes that we're machmel. But the Rabbi Natam holds that it's not correct. A Megillah Saita does not need sirtut, a get does not need sirtut, and a Sefer Torah does not need sirtut. The only thing that needs sirtut is the mezuzah and the Megillah Sefer.
You see, different things we assume mezuzah is more common than the Sefer Torah.
So, Kesidra. You have to write Kesidra. Yeah. So that's the machlokes. So I'll call upon him. There are some things that don't need sirtut. Rabbeinu Tam holds Sefer Torah does not need sirtut. And even according to Rashi, Sefer Torah does need sirtut, but tefillin do not need sirtut. So Rabbeinu Tam tells us the kasha. How can it be? If you write a letter and you quote three or four words in a row from a chumash, you need sirtut. So how can you tell me that the tefillin don't need sirtut? How is that possible to say that tefillin don't need sirtut? Unless you'll say, that's how some achrayim want to say. Unless you say like this, if you write three words in a row, or four words in a row means on a row in one line, then you need sirtut. Tefillin don't need sirtut in Hilchas Tefillin. If you write Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, all on one line, so then you wrote four words in a line, then you need sirtut. But if you write Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, you just write three words in every line, even though you have Hemshech 50 words in a row. I think the Kesef Mishnah writes like that. Some Achrayim want to say the only time you need sirtut is if you have three or four words consecutive in one line. So that's the chiddush, that mezuzah need mezuzah to give us esther need sirtut, even if you never have three words in a row, even if you never have three words in a line. You write the whole megillah, the whole mezuzah, with two words in a line. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam holds, that there's no pasuk and there's no need. There's no if you write a normal Sefer Torah, you're going to have three, four words in a line, so you'll need sirtut. But if you want to write two words in a line, then you won't need any sirtut.
See, even in the Megillah, when you write the Sefer Nehomon, you write
only two words.
One on one line, so theoretically you wouldn't need sirtut.
You only have two words on a line. You don't have two words. So if you write the whole Megillah like that, it's a shvera, the Kesef Mishnah writes like that. It's a shvera teretz. The pashtus is if you have three or four words in a row, they don't have to be on the same line. If you're quoting from Chumash and you have three, four words consecutively, so the pashtus is that you should need sirtut. So that's Tezis Kasha. How can it be? How can it be? Leave out the machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Torah. Tefillin states the fair that you don't need sirtut. How can it be? But you have four words in a row. How can you say that you don't need sirtut? So Rabbeinu Tam said the teretz is dot zvei halachas. In order to frame for the kasha, dot zvei halachas, the two dinim of sirtut. When we say that mezuzah needs sirtut and a Megillah says to need sirtut like a mezuzah, that means sirtut are called shita v'shita. Every single line needs sirtut. When you say tefillin do not need sirtut, how can it be tefillin is gora from a letter? I say no. The one din of sirtut applies; the other din does not apply. You don't require in tefillin sirtut on every single line, but you need sirtut at the top line. You need sirtut either a frame before.
Outline of four.
And another version, that's one version of Rabbeinu Tam, you need on all four. Another version is, you just need one line on top. If you have one line, and that line is going to be straight, so the mail, all the other lines will also be straight enough. It's not necessary to have our kol sheet to the sheet. This is the way that Rabbeinu Tam for him for this theory. So it's a dotzvei din from sirtut. The one din.
But you don't have the habit of using the mezuzah. And mezuzah requires
sirtut. What's that to do with this?
It's a good kasha, but that's what the Gemara says. The Rambam quotes from the Goyim to answer that kasha. How do you make sense out of this? How can it be that mezuzah needs sirtut and tefillin does not? So the Rambam quotes the Lashon from the Goyim and the Yad HaZaka, tefillin do not need sirtut. It's halacha l'mashe misinai, so you don't really have to give any hasbir at all. But he wants to rationalize a little bit. So he writes, Mepnei Shehem Mechufim, because the tefillin are covered up, so no one's ever going to read them. The mezuzah l'mashe is also covered up. But there's no halacha that it has to be sewn up. There's no halacha that has to be sewn up. True, it has to be rolled up. That's what the rabbi is makpid. A lot of people today have a fancy style that they have the whole klaf exposed and they have it under glass. And they think that that's fancy. So the Rav thought not only is it a violation of the minig, the Gemara says you have to roll it, he thought that you're not even yotze b'riyevit. Other posts can write the yotze b'riyevit, but that's not the minig, because the Gemara says you have to be goylo me'echot klap yishma, you have to roll it up. And the Rav thought that even b'riyevit you're not yotze, he thought that that's li'kuvit. If it's not rolled up, imam is not yotze in the mitzvah. But still, there's no din that you have to sew it up. It's not sewn up together. So mezuzah is considered nitan v'hikoret. It's considered nitan l'kriya. Mashenin came tefillin. It's considered lo nitan l'kriya. So since it's no nitan l'kriya. Okay. Tefillin al pidin does not have to be exact. That's correct.
The whole din, l'gabur that in Bukhe, when they became Bukhe with Shmo, they were able, they didn't have to have it for an act of an election. Isn't that a violation that once it was a din that you have to, you can't change it, or does it become...
Shmarty Kasha. How does the Gemara say that they changed the din in Bukhe? It's a strong Kasha. Don't you have a din of Davish and Minyan, Sach Minyan Achal Atiro? Even though in the generation of Rav, even on the days of Rav, the situation changed, and they became greater Talmid HaChamim, and there was more traffic back and forth. But still, since in the days of the Tanoim, the Takana was avegishtel that you do need Bifan and Echta from Bavel, so why should the din change later on? Yeah. Unless you'll say that here the
Tam,
unless you say the Tam was incorporated into the
missile. Like this, like Toisha says by fixing an instrument. Toisha says now we're not talking, but still no, we say that you don't allow music.
Right. So the Achronim distinguish between the various cases. Whenever the Tam Akzera was not incorporated into the Gzera, so then the Gzera applies even when the Tam doesn't.
Tam Akzera is incorporated by an instrument, by a musical.
No, we know the reason is Shem Yisak and Koshy. That's the reason. But the Gzera just was that you're not allowed to play Kleshir. But apparently over here, when they originally made the Takana, they
weren't in Bubble.
Huh?
They weren't in Bubble.
No, but originally when they made the Takana, they did require from Bubble territory, so they originally, they did it require.
But I mean, when they moved to Bubble, then the whole...
they were still there to swirl people.
See, Tosfos has on Amud Aleph, Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Vav Amud Aleph Dimaraschim, Michiyosa Rab LeBubble. This is has a machlekes with Rashi. What does it mean? When Rav came to Bavel, the din changed because the situation changed in Kana Lahabo. This says Pirush Akuntris. Rashi learns the Hirbo Yeshivos, that in the days of Rav, he instituted, they founded a lot of yeshivas, and the whole situation changed. And Mikan V'Yelech, the din changed because the situation changed. So Motzi Laz on the Rish. No, so Fakert. Here we're Mako. No, here we're Mako. Mini Motzi Laz, we're Mako now because we know how to learn better. So this implies that in the earlier generation they didn't know how to learn.
Right, so this the Gemara says so they didn't know how to learn. I mean, it's not Motzi Laz, but the Gemara says it's a Beirish.
It's an interesting question. I mean, if you should say that Motzi Laz only applies in Inyana Yuchsin, where you're implying. Where you're imputing a psul to the children, some kind of a pagama on the children, then there's no problem. We're implying they didn't know how to learn. It's taka true. They taka didn't know how to learn.
You say, oh, basa b'chon b'yamim ahem. We change everything at the change over yifta b'dola, shmur b'dola,
right, but he's asking a different question. He's saying, if you make a takana, if you ask a shaila on different generations, you ask a different rav, you get a different psal. Or in different generations, the metzias changes. So even the same rabbi is going to issue a different psach. He's asking a different thing. If they made a takon in the earlier generation, that from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, you need b'fon and echtav. So what do you mean? In the days of Rab, they changed the takon because the reason no longer applies. So the takon no longer applies. He's asking, isn't that called the davish of the minyan tzach minyan achal atiro? So that's a question Tosfos touches on a little bit, not mefurish. Tosfos has two davar machlekes with Rashi. What do you mean? When Rab came to Bavel, Mikan v'yelech, the matzav improved, and therefore the din changed. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah. And Tosfos says, how can it be? Because we skipped this Gemara. I don't know.
The Gemara says that the Rebunim came.
Oh. So Tosfos kind is against Rashi. How can you say that when Rav came, the situation changed? The Gemara asks kashas from the Mishnah. How can you ask a kasha for the Mishnah? The Mishnah was written before Rav. Yeah. The Mishnah says, north of Aku, you have to say b'fan anechtav. And Bavel is to the northeast of Aku. That's the Gemara's kasha. What kind of a silly kasha is that? The Mishnah was written before the days of Rav. When Rav came, the whole situation changed. The situation changed, it didn't change. So that's what prompts Tosfos to say no. The Chiyosa Rav LeBavel means when the Rabbonim came to Bavel, which was before the days of the Tanoim. Or Mechiyosa Rav LeBavel, and Rav at Gepaskin against all the Tanoim. Rav at Dibbe Gepaskin, Rav Tanu Hupali. He Paskin against the Tanoim. So in other words, Rav is saying that the Takana was never correct. Not that the circumstances changed and Mikan B'Yelech were changing. Tosfos says that Rav held that the Takana never should have been made on Bovo, and we're Paskin like Rav against the Mishnais, against the earlier Tanoim. According to Rashi, Yavashav. Okay, Belineta, next week we'll have to continue. We didn't farem for the Rashi. We'll have to discuss Rashi Shita on Sirtu. In this week's Sedra, we have the dinim of Tumah. That Sheretz is metame, and it Nivlos Ashtar is metame a little bit, and Nivlos Behema Chaya, Chaya metame, all the various tumas. And then the next week, Sedra, the Torah starts off about when a baby is born, that the Oledis has a din tumah, other dinim of tumah by human beings. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash that just like when the world was created, in Parshas Bereishis, first the Ribbono Shel Olam created all of the animals, and then he created Adam Rishon at the end, so too when the Torah, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Omar Rapsim Loi, so too when the Torah writes over the dinim, so first the Torah writes the dinim of tumah by animals, and then it writes the dinim of tumah by human beings. What's the pshat? So a lot of people look in the world and they see a contradiction between the natural system, the natural order, and the religious and the moral and the ethical order. So you have tzaddik v'ra'lo rosh v'tov, you have tzaddikim who suffer, and you have rishoyim who prosper, and all of the Nevi'im were bothered with this. This is such a stira, how can it be? If we believe that the same God who created the world gave the Torah, so how come there are so many stiras between them? Everything should jive together. How can there be so many contradictions? So we always assume that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, that's Teva, and then he superimposed the religious laws, the religious, the moral, and the ethical principle. So the Chachamim had a tradition that it's not so. All the Midrashim say, in the very beginning of Parashas Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah before he created the world. He looked in the Torah in order to create the world. So that's the kasha. How can you have steerers if the natural system is based on the Din HaTorah? That's why it's such a strong kasha. How can it be? So that's what the Medrash is telling us, that everything is mamish pattern the dinim. It's not that just like in Bereishis the creation of the animals precedes the creation of Adam, so too by the dinim. It's achpakeret. The Ribbono Shel Olam had this Torah written before he created the world. The world was created according to the system that it was written in the Torah. According to the halachas were written first for the behemoths. The halachas of the tumah by the behemoths were written first, and then the halachas of tumah by Yodim. So everything mamish corresponds, everything coincides. We believe that it's one big system, all together blends in together. How did Avraham Avinu came call Torah kol atchilah nitna? How did he know what the dinim of the Torah were? So the Midrashim say he was somehow able to figure it out. It was the same. He didn't see the steer of Tzadik V'Ra'la Rosh Hashanah, even though he was suffering at the hands of Nimrod, and Nimrod was very successful. He saw the contradiction, but he could see through the contradiction. He looked at the Teva Ha'ilam, and he figured out all the dinim ha'Torah. So we believe that that it was all one God who created the natural system and who gave the moral, the ethical, and the religious principles. And there is a kesher. Someday in the future, we'll be able to see this system, this relationship. Yeah.